When no one modeled the step, God may be inviting, "Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter." Sometimes a ministry genogram conversation reveals more than painful patterns. It reveals what was missing. A person may look at the family map and say, "No one in my family ever went to college," or "No one started a ministry," or "No one had a peaceful marriage," or "No one talked about emotions," or "No one led spiritually," or "No one started something new." That missing model can shape confidence. The person may feel a calling, desire, or opportunity, but hesitate because they have never seen anyone close to them walk that path. They may wonder, "Who am I to do this?" They may feel like an outsider before they even begin. This is why Topic 6 matters. A ministry genogram is not only about what was passed down, it is also about what was not modeled. Missing models can affect leadership, education, marriage, parenting, ministry, prayer, business, emotional honesty, conflict repair, financial stewardship, and calling. A Christian leader should not shame hesitation. Hesitation is not always laziness. Sometimes hesitation is the fear of stepping into a new pattern without a family example. Someone may want to lead a soul center but has never seen spiritual leadership in the home. Someone may want to become a chaplain but has never seen gentle pastoral care modeled. Someone may want to build a healthy marriage but grew up around divorce, silence, or conflict. Someone may want to start a business or ministry but grew up where survival took all the energy. A wise leader might ask, "As you look at your family map, is there something God may be inviting you to begin that was not modeled for you?" That question can open a new kind of hope. The goal is not pressure. We do not say, "Be the first and prove everyone wrong." That can create performance anxiety. Instead, we help the person discern carefully. We might say, "Maybe this is not about proving anything. Maybe Christ is inviting you to take one faithful next step." That is first-generation courage. In Scripture, God often calls people into futures they did not inherit naturally. Abraham left what was familiar. Moses stepped into leadership despite fear. Ruth entered a new people and a new covenant story. The disciples left ordinary patterns to follow Jesus. In Christ, a missing model is not a missing capacity. The person may need mentoring, training, prayer, practice, community, and time, but they are not disqualified because no one modeled the path before them. A ministry genogram conversation can help someone see what was missing, grieve it honestly, and then ask, "What faithful beginning might Christ be forming in me now?"